It's time to check in with John Taylor of Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith as we look in on cars and jobs. Good morning, John.
And good morning. And, of course, the Wall Street yesterday just went nuts again. In fact, you probably already know this, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 129 points. At one point, was up 180 points, right at that 17,000 level. It set a record. The S&P 500 up 13 points, another record, and the NASDAQ was up 50 points, not a record, but a 14-year high. So today we get some economic data that, and also yesterday, that continues to support this lofty market. Let's start talking about auto sales, first of all. The big auto manufacturers released numbers yesterday, and they beat Wall Street's expectations. Now, May was a great month for the auto guys, but it did have five weekends, which does help. But General Motors, in spite of the fact that they were recalled 29 million cars and trucks so far this year, their sales were up 1%. Buick up 18%. Chevy sales down 2.5%. Chrysler led the group up over 9%, helped by Cherokee, SUV, and Ram trucks. Ford was actually down 5.8%, and Nissan set a record for the number of units that they sold in the United States, and their sales were up 5.3%. And talking about auto and auto manufacturers, Cars.com keeps up with an index that's kind of interesting. It's the, quote, most American-made car. It's the car that not only is assembled here but has the most U.S.-made parts. There are only 10 cars and trucks that qualify at all, and the qualification is have to have at least 75% U.S. parts. The Ford F-150 truck, number one for the second year in a row. Camry, number two for the second year in a row. And of those 10 cars, Toyota had five of them, four of them, including the Sienna, the Tundra, also the Avalon and the Camry. There are more and more cars being assembled in the United States, but the percentage of the parts that are U.S. parts, because there's so many computers and things that control your vehicle, and those are made abroad, the percentage of those that are being made in the United States continues to drop. So we assemble more cars here but make less of the stuff, and that's reflected in our jobs. Tomorrow we get the big number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's the employment numbers for the month of May. It's moved up a day because, of course, Friday's the 4th of July. I remind everybody also the market's closed tomorrow at noon instead of the normal time. ADP reporting this morning, that's automatic data processing, a publicly traded company that processes millions and millions of payrolls. Incredibly good number. They say 281,000 was the number for June total private payroll creation in the month of June. And it was broad-based, all industries, regardless of the size of the firms. For example, 117,000 jobs in small business, 115,000 in medium, 49,000 large businesses. And then we'll see whether or not this number, which was much higher than the experts expected, follows through and shows up in the government numbers tomorrow. And yesterday was a big day for Southwest Airlines. Now, Southwest, of course, is the largest carrier of passengers within the United States, not the largest carrier in the world. But they've been a domestic carrier, but yesterday that changed. They officially became an international carrier yesterday. They started flying to Aruba and Montego Bay, Jamaica, from Atlanta, Baltimore, and Orlando. Also to Nassau in the Bahamas from Baltimore. In August the 10th, they're going to add flights to Cancun, Los Cabos, Mexico. And then later, they're going to continue to add. They said they're also eyeing flights to Alaska and Hawaii. Why should you care? Well, one of the reasons you should care is because they will lower the fares to those places. And by the way, don't you wish you'd own this stock? That stock is up 111% over months. It closed yesterday within 10 cents of an all-time high. And you think Walmart did great with splits. That company has split 13 times since it went public in 1978. And now they're an international carrier, and they say the sky's the limit, literally, for Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, it looks like it. It always seemed like when I've flown with them, they're always there's something a little more friendly or something. I don't know.
Well, and they seem to always be, you know, kind of on time, and they don't say, oh, by the way, the crew didn't show up or whatever. I mean,
right.
You plan on getting there.
We're waiting for the pilot.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank
that's
you,
right.
John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street, running a business the right way. That's how you become successful usually, and John runs his business quite well at Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. He and Mark Myers join us from time to time each day to talk about these things and see how the money is going. Well, he could help you with yours if you'd like to visit with him right in Fort Smith, 820 South 21st Street. Or you could call him at 479-782-2527.